is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Our next story has to do with a small business and a big business and a registered trademark. Before I introduce you to my guest, I'll just tell you a quick personal story here. I've had to send out cease and desist orders of my own because I have a registered trademark on the phrase knuckleheads in the news. You hear me using it here on America Weekend, and I've been using it on radio shows for a quarter of a century. And I have a federally registered trademark with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, and it protects me from radio stations around the country who occasionally will start using that phrase. And when I find out about them, thanks to Google search, I send them a little email saying, you may not know that this is a registered trademark and you shouldn't use it without my permission. And I actually have several radio stations to pay me a licensing fee to use it. I give them my permission to use it, and they send me a check once a year. That's how it's supposed to work. But sometimes there are things that come up in the cease and desist world and the world of registered trademarks that are a little bit ridiculous. And that's why I'm going to introduce you now to Jeff Britton. Jeff is the owner of a bar called the Exit 6 Pub and Brewery in Cottleville, Missouri. Jeff, welcome to America Weekend.
Thanks for having me.
You got a cease and desist letter in the mail last month from Starbucks, right?
That's correct.
What did they say was the problem, and why were they contacting you with this C&D?
They had a problem because they thought I was serving a beer in which I was calling Frappuccino, and they have a trademark on the word Frappuccino.
In fact, in their cease and desist order, they wanted to remind you that they own a number of world-famous trademarks, and Frappuccino is one of those. Although you spelled yours with an I in the middle, and they spell theirs with a U in the middle, they essentially said, we don't want people to be confused, right?
Correct. They were afraid that I was going to soil the good name of Starbucks and that people might get confused when they came in to Exit 6, that they might be getting a nice coffee beverage from Starbucks as opposed to the beer that I serve.
Yeah. Why did you call it Frappuccino?
Well, that's where the story gets tricky. I never did. That was a random customer that added the beer to the social media site Untappd. And any person can add any beer for any brewery and call it anything they want. Well, this customer happened to call the beer Frappuccino, and there were a grand total of 3 check-ins to it.
What do you call the beer?
It was just a blend of beers. I didn't really have a name for it. It was, I do have a beer that I make called Vanilla Cream. Mm-hmm. And then what we did is we mixed it with a little bit of a chocolate coffee stout, and it gives off a very familiar flavor, if you will.
So in no way could anybody say this guy is selling Starbucks product?
No, absolutely not.
And nobody was going to come into the Exit 6 Pub and Brewery and go, hey, you know what? This is just like the Starbucks on the corner and like the Starbucks on every other corner. I'm guessing that even in Cottleville, Missouri, there are a few Starbucks.
We actually did a Google search on Google Maps, and within, I think it was in 3 miles, there were 17 different Starbucks.
So the chances that somebody who was looking for an actual Frappuccino might come across you because of somebody's post on a social media website, because they really wanted to get that Frappuccino, oh, I'll go to this bar, probably kind of small, right?
Right, yeah, very, very unlikely.
But you got this 2-page cease and desist letter from an attorney for Starbucks, and how did you decide to respond to it?
Well, they told me that they wanted a response in writing, making sure that I was never going to use the word Frappuccino again. So me and a couple of buddies sat down over a few pints and decided to write them back.
Do you mind if I share a little bit of your letter with my audience?
Please do.
Exit 6 is the proud owner of no trademarks, including our own name, much less the name F-Word. You decided to use that instead of Frappuccino because you didn't want to risk any further lawsuits. You go on to say, we want to make sure that you know that Exit 6 and the 3 customers who checked into the beer on Untappd about that beer, known as the F-Word, feel just awful about calling a beer the F-Word. We're bad people. We feel shame. But know this, Exit 6 has ceased and desisted all use of the F-word, and there will be absolutely no further use of the F-word in the naming of any further Exit 6 beers. We also promise to stop production of our Starbucks, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Marlboro Honey Lager for fear of further repercussions. Very, very clever. So not only did you send him a letter, what else did you send him?
I also sent the corporate offices of Starbucks a check for $6, which I assumed would have been the approximate profit gain from those three beers that were checked in.
Have they cashed the check?
They have not at this time.
Have they given you any response to your response?
Not at all. I haven't heard from the law firm or from Starbucks yet.
You know, this is, as I pointed out, there are reasons to send people cease and desist orders. If, for instance, there were someplace else that opened up a bar and they called it the Exit 6 Pub and Brewery, there's some competition for you and they're using your name, you might be a little bit upset with them, right?
Right.
Yeah, and you'd want to stop them from doing that. But in this case, you're not selling anything that can be even confused with the same product. I mean, it's not like you were selling a car called a Frappuccino, which could never be confused with a coffee drink, but you're selling another beverage. Do you think Starbucks stepped a little bit over the line here?
I understand exactly what Starbucks did and why they did it. The part that I thought was funny was that they spent God only knows how much money on these attorney fees. Because, I mean, the letter that I got, you know, you said it was 2 pages. It was only 2 pages that I posted. I also received a copy of every single trademark involving the word Frappuccino that they own, which was 2 pages each. And there was probably 5, 6, maybe 7 of them.
Wow.
And then they also had a printout of the Untappd website showing the 3 check-ins. So not only did they have to go through all that trouble for me, but then they also sent Untappd the same thing, I assume, because by the time I got the letter, I went on to Untappd to remove the beer, and it had already been flagged for deletion.
Uh-huh.
So the amount of money that they had to have paid the attorneys to work and do all of this stuff over 3 beers that were checked in a year ago, because the check-ins were from last January.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. You know, that they're actually, you know, I understand it, but I just wanted to point out how crazy it is that they're dropping this kind of money and how stupid they seem to think the American public is.
You know, even if they didn't have to spend any extra money, even if these lawyers and this law firm are under contract to Starbucks and they do stuff for them all the time and they get paid an annual fee, and so this is part of the process of what they do, think of the time it took to go after you this way.
Precisely. And like I was saying, you know, to accuse the American public of being so dumb, you know, that they're going to go to a bar that only serves beer, that is the only thing they serve. You can't get a soda, a cup of coffee, iced tea, anything. I only serve beer. They think that they can walk into a place like that, watch me pour 2 beers out of the tap handles, and assume that it's going to be a Starbucks product. You know, it's just crazy.
Do you even have any whipped cream and syrup?
No.
No, of course not.
Anything like that. You know, and if they would have just called me, hey, Jeff, what's up with this? And I could have explained it to them. It would have saved everybody a whole lot of time and money. And, you know, I just thought it was nuts.
I'm happy to give you the publicity because I think you handled this in exactly the right way with a sense of humor, telling Starbucks, you know, you're going way over the top here when you didn't need to. But what's the response been from people in Cottleville?
In Cottleville, it's been great. It's been great across the world. I mean, I've gotten messages from Australia, New Zealand, Canada, China, Thailand, Philippines, Israel, Argentina, Germany, United Kingdom, Spain, Mexico. I know the story's been printed in at least 3 different languages right now. And it's just, I've gotten a phone call from almost all 50 states. I've gotten messages from all 50 states just saying, hey, good job, way to go. If I'm ever in St. Louis, I'm going to stop by. You know, I mean, the outpouring of support is incredible.
Yeah, that's great. And, of course, when those people come by, you'll give them a free Frappuccino.
No.
They're more than welcome to come and pay. And if they mention the story, by the way, they can pay the regular price.
That's correct.
There you go. Jeff, thanks for talking to me. I appreciate it. And congratulations again on handling the story well. I hope it turns into a great publicity bonanza for you and maybe teaches Starbucks and some other corporations. Don't overdo it. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks a lot, man. Have a great weekend.
I'm Paul Harris. This show is called America Weekend every Saturday and Sunday from the Envision Radio Networks. We thank you for listening. America.